call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. Sorry about the delay. It's the time of the session when caucuses run late. So that's what happened to both caucuses today. So we will start by opening a public hearing on Senate Bill 832.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 832 is, how would we say it best, is a replacement of the original bill. Don't want to say the thing and stuff word. So the replacement from the original bill, the amendments, you have two amendments in front of you. The first one is the dash two amendment, and what the dash two does is takes out all the strikes out the original language and puts in the different language chosen for this bill. And what it is a large segment or a large part of Senate Bill 62 that you've seen before through the process. And I think later on, State Treasurer Office, the Assistant State Treasurer, Darren Bond, Deputy State Treasurer, will come and tell you how the corresponding sections for the Senate Bill 62 and 832 work and what they are taken out from the Ways and Means issues on Senate Bill 62 that are not going to be included in Senate Bill 832. One thing also on the record that Legislative Council want us to make sure that we mention is that in the first few lines on line 3, what it says, amending ORSs, and it lists a number of them. It lists 294.135 twice, and this would be taken care of in the engrossing process rather than amending the amendment, amending the dash two. So these would be taken care of once we, if you pass it and amend it, and it becomes part of the engrossing process.
Okay, run that by once again. I was
distracted. On line 3, you would have ORS numbers. The second one is 294.135, and then you have a third one, and then the fourth one states that number again.
Oh, God.
That is a repetition that is not needed, but it will be deleted and taken care of through the engrossing process, not necessarily the amendment process. So they will take care of that. But they just wanted us to bring it to the attention of the committee.
Thank you. And want to express my appreciation to Senator George for allowing his bill to be used for this worthy purpose. And we will start our public hearing now with... it's a work session. We're still going to have testimony on this because it is a new bill. So we'll start out with Darren Bond and Tim Martinez.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Darren Bond, Deputy State Treasurer. Senate Bill 832-2 is a pared-down version of Senate Bill 62A, which you passed out unanimously out of this committee a while ago. The bill deals primarily with changes to the collateral pool statutes and has some minor revisions to state and local government investment statutes, the state's e-commerce statutes, and other housekeeping issues. I've provided a crosswalk here of all the sections from 62A and where they are in 832, the 832-2s. I can read that directly and go over that for the record for you if you like. Or
we have that in front of us, so I would ask if the committee has any questions to ask them. We basically went over this material when it was part of Measure 62.
Yes, we went over all of it.
So we want to make, I guess the question is, if is there anything in this subject area that you did not include from Measure 62 aside from the budget matters that the Ways and Means Committee kept?
You may recall that we did a pretty significant rewrite of the investment statutes in ORS 293, and we had eliminated the list of investment funds because it wasn't all-inclusive and ends up creating more trouble than it's worth. When we did that, we had to rewrite the fee language as well. By rewriting the fee language, we got trapped in Ways and Means, and so it became apparent the collateral pool changes are so important and so timely, we really need to move the bill. So we're willing to address the investment changes at a later date, and we really believe we need to move this bill for the safety of public funds. So that's what we cut out, and this is the result of that, the excise of those sections.
Okay, thank you. Questions from the committee on any of this material here, sections 1 through 13? Okay, Mr. Martinez.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Tim Martinez from behalf of the Oregon Bankers Association. I just want to thank the State Treasurer, Deputy Treasurer Bond, for, as well as you, Madam Chair, and Senator George, for letting this bill continue to work its way through the process. We were very nervous when it 62 got stuck in Ways and Means because, as Darren said, this is a key bill to us this session, given where we're at in our economy. So we appreciate the effort. You've heard our testimony before on 62. It doesn't change. The words are the same, just in a different bill. So we would urge your strong support of this legislation.
Thank you. Questions of either of these on the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lori Steele and Ann Hannes wanted to talk on this. Okay. Who wants to start?
I will. My name is Lori Steele. I'm the Marion County Treasurer, and I serve on the Legislative Committee for the Oregon Association of County Treasurers and Finance Officers. And we, the county treasurers in Oregon, feel that this bill is very important to protect public fund deposits in the state of Oregon. In 2007, the Association of County Treasurers worked very closely with the State Treasurer's Office and the Oregon Bankers Association to make sweeping changes to ORS 295. These changes were crafted with a similar law in the state of Washington and created a pooled approach to collateralization in Oregon that protects the billions of public fund deposits in this state. At that time, the current economic crisis was still looming, and there had not been a bank failure in this area in a very long time. Last year in the state of Washington, there was a bank that failed with public fund deposits. That provided a test of the system that we created here in Oregon. As a result of the experience in Washington, amendments have been created to fine-tune the Oregon collateralization law. The changes contemplated in Senate Bill 832 enhance the collateral pool and ensure that collateral pool will continue to exist. On behalf of the Oregon Association of County Treasurers, we ask that you approve Senate Bill 832.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ann Hannes, and I'm with the Association of Oregon Counties. More than ever, it's important to ensure the safety of local government investments in banks. I think about a year ago, this might have all been theoretical, but with the changes that have occurred in the economy, this section is needed more than ever, and we urge your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Thank you very much. We are in work session, even though I called the public hearing, it was actually work session. Senator Morse, we have a dash 2 and a dash 4, but only the dash 2 should move today because we do not have a fiscal yet on the dash 4, so we will leave our good colleagues on the other side to take care of the issues in the dash 4.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 832.
Senator Morris has moved the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 832. Is there any discussion? Objection? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 832 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 832 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Objection? So ordered. Senator Hatz, would you like to carry this?
Certainly.
Okay. Now we will open a work session on Senate Bill 878. Oh, before we do that, we're going to put off House Bill 2472 again. We're still working on that. I might remind folks in the audience that we are on 1 hour notice. My preliminary intent is to take final action on this bill on Monday or Tuesday at the latest. But please watch for postings because we may end up posting it sooner than that. Thank you very much. Open a work session on Senate Bill 878.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. As you recall from last time, we had a dash 3 and a dash 4 for Senate Bill 878. This is the bill that creates the new markets development program and provides a tax credit. The dash, just to refresh memories, the dash 3 moves a lot of the authority for certifying the program from the Department of Revenue to the Economic and Community Development Department. It also would require that the entities report annually to the department on the number of jobs created, the average salary of those jobs, and the number of positions that provide health benefits. That's the gist of the dash 3. The dash 4 addresses a couple of blanks that are in the introduced bill. Primarily, there is a $5,000 application fee that gets put in there. It's on page 3. It also adds, the dash 4 does, adds a $1,000 annual evaluation fee and provides the department rulemaking authority. And pertaining to the cumulative total of credits on page 4, line 41, there's a blank, and the dash 4 fills replaces that blank with a total of $78 million in credits, which corresponds to $200 million in investment. As far as paperwork, you have all the necessary paperwork. You have a fiscals for the dash 3 and the dash 4. They're separate statements. And then you also have a revenue impact of the combined dash 3 and dash 4.
Okay, and there is a dash 5 out there, but that's going to be a matter that will be discussed in the other chamber or in the Ways and Means Committee. Chris, on the dash 1, the dash 3 and the dash 4 contain the substance of the dash 1 and dash 2?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. We have in the audience Mr. Campbell, Mr. Isselman, Deborah Buchanan, all kinds of folks back there if anybody needs any supplemental information. Senator Morris, you've been very active in this issue. Did you want to add anything to the discussion?
I don't believe I have anything to add.
Okay. The intent is to send this. This does have a fiscal because of the Department of Economic Development involvement in this. So we will be asking for to have this sent to Ways and Means. I don't believe it now has a subsequent referral. So we'll need a motion similar to what we practiced yesterday, Senator Morris, after we adopt the dash 3 and 4 amendments.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
Ready to roll.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 878.
Senator Morris has moved the dash 878, the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 878. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 878.
Senator Morris has moved the dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 878. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 878 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a recommendation to the President to refer subsequently to Ways and Means. Does that come close?
That's beautifully done, Mr. Vice Chair. Let's see if I can repeat it. Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 878 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation, with the recommendation that the Senate President refer subsequently this bill to the Ways and Means Committee. Any objection? Any problem with the motion? All right. So ordered. Off it goes to Ways and Means. Maybe that completes our agenda for the day. This will probably be our last light agenda, so live it up, and there's probably time for golf. There's probably time for golf, Senator Telfer.
I have a daughter showing up here in a minute.